Reaching the highest pleasure.
Let's go. 1, 2, 1, 2, 3, 4.
Thank you.
Just shut up, Joe.
With the game, gonna tell Roby your name, provide words to her, standing your body aflame. Ooh, you off the chain, I'm handling your terrain, your valley has me standing down to the follicle. About half of this bottle full of reasons for us to ball, palming violations and travel vacations, huh? Lace on your fancy bra, go take them vestments off, skin in my lips involve a licking a place to song. Jedi.
Is this enough? Is this enough love that I give to you? Is this enough? Is this enough time that I give to you? Is this enough? Tell me that you feel the same way I do. Is it an issue if I make you nut? But there's no quality time, cause I forever grind. This is not an excuse, I just wanna get loose. That's old nigga jargon. Girl, you're making me harden to a stone or granite statue. I'm prone to get at you. It's hard to break your defense. I guess I have to leap fence and scale wall and break fall on a tree right by your window. Reward me for my efforts by rolling this endo. As I nibble your neck naughtily, sex is a big part of me. Agencies want to audit me, searching, snooping for sodomy. My thrust bust artery. I know you're onto me, just wanna have shenanigans. No one to make you mad again. So focus on the flattery you feel when I fling it. Acknowledge that I got it and you love it when I bring it. Dirty talk loudly, singing fuck this shit. At the queen's request, if it's gotta be, it's gotta be. Is this enough? Is this enough love that I give to you? Is this enough? Is this enough love that I give to you? Is
CKUT 90.3 FM. You're listening to William Shatner's Whisketeers here at some time between 4 and 5 in the morning. My name is Zach. I'm coming to you live, not live, pre-recorded, actually, from Montreal. And usually I have several friends on this show with me. I usually do the show every 2 weeks, but now maybe every week, we'll see. But I usually have a bunch of friends with me on this show, Tony Two Hands, my friend Liam, my friend Patrick, sometimes my friend Jackson. But today it's just me and my friend Chris. So here's Chris.
What's up?
Not too much.
Montreal radio, coming from Chicago, Illinois, United States, North America, the world.
The world. Yo, your microphone is so crisp. I wish mine sounded that good.
Oh, I'm speaking into a Shure SM58. I'm trying to get them to sponsor me. There's a huge office building really close to my house that's for this brand of microphone.
Sick.
But I'm not endorsed yet.
Not yet, but soon maybe.
Maybe, if I keep this up.
Yeah, I'm trying to get a good microphone within the next few weeks. I was actually looking online today to buy one.
I recommend this one very highly. This is like what's on every stage. It's a very basic mic, but I recorded the whole album, my whole album, off of this one mic.
Why don't you tell us about your album?
Came out 2 months ago now, just about December 1st of the 2020. And I taught myself how to play piano in the process of writing all the songs on it. And it took like 3 or 4 years, which was basically college. And I thought I was gonna release this thing in college. Like, it was my intent when I started, like, freshman year of college, that I'd be done somewhere around, like, sophomore year. That didn't happen, though. Making an album was really hard, but in the end, it seems so simple, like, looking back on it. But, yeah, it's about moving places, essentially. That's the way I'd describe the thesis of it, is about moving and adjusting to change. It's called Unpacking Tape.
Anyone listening? Sorry for that voice crack, first of all. Second of all, anyone listening, please give it a listen. Unpacking Tape by this Chris Robin. Yeah. I guess that's all we really got to say right now. I feel like we should get into some music, maybe get on the mic soon, though, with some interesting conversations about the gateway process and whatnot. It's going to be a series. Usually we have some pretty interesting conversations on the mic. We don't usually do it in the first time because, you know, we want to get you hooked with some good music. But just you wait. There's some good conversations coming on this show about a process called the gateway process. But
moment, we have no thoughts except for music.
At the moment, all our thoughts are music. So anyways, given that we just spoke about your album and we're just starting the show, why don't we play a song off of it? Chris, what song are we about to listen to off of Unpacking Tape?
Since it totally takes place in Montreal and on McGill campus, I'm going to say track 3, Proximity.
All right. Well, then here it is, track 3 from Unpacking Tape by this Chris Robin. You're listening to CKUT 90.3 FM. William Shatner's Whisketeers here. Enjoy this track.
Thank you. out the door and headed to class now. Headphones and grass, don't want to chat about how to go. I'm Rolling Stone. And there you go, you're walking to class. I start moving fast, don't want to chat about how to go. Cause I don't know. I don't know, no, no. If we can be, cause we cannot see each other anymore. These memories, they're a disease that no one's treating me for. Proximity gives a disease. It's these memories that never work for anybody's come back. I get contaminated walking out my door. Different paths, part of the past now. In the snow, ice cuts like glass. Or you cold. Fucking cold. The slip exchange outside the art school house. The same exchange, same, same cool house.
I'm sad when I write, but I'm happy when I sing. So it balance out right, trying to juggle everything. One hand behind my back, one hand on the page. I don't listen when you talk, cause you don't mean what you say, ayy. I'll just lock myself inside my room, cooking up some tunes, hoping I don't meet another you. Ooh, cause it wouldn't be that difficult. Short, blind, and cynical, girl, you're so typical. You ain't nothing special, should've knew it when I met you. You ain't nothing special, I could do a little better. You ain't nothing special, if you a boss bitch, then I just beat the level, yeah. I got a friend when I'm down, she gives color to sound, yeah. Kiss her on the lips and then I stumble through town. I tell her, take me, take me, take me, take me away, away. Take me, take me, take me, take me away, away. Now I'm feeling good, I got control of my life. Fell into my arms just to open my eyes. Sometimes you get hurt just because you're so nice. Darken over ice, how I like my advice. Yeah. A freshly freed soul with a wide world to roam. This can only happen if you do it alone. Yeah, I'ma be a rapper, I don't wanna be grown. Yeah, I'ma be a rapper, I ain't going back home. Yeah. Take me, take me, take me. Without you, more for me. You can't find a queen when you're searching in the streets. Take me to the moon, it's the perfect place to meet. I think I got a thing that go perfect on this beat. Like, take me, take me, take me.
much to look at, nothing to see. Happy I'm living and I'm lucky to be. I got one crazy for me. She's kind of funny that way. Can't raise a dollar, can't save a cent. She'd never holler, she'd live in a tent. I got a woman crazy for me. She's kind of funny that way. Though she loves to work and slave for me. Every day she'd be so much better off if I went away. But how can I leave her? How can I go? She'd be unhappy without me, I know. I got a woman crazy for me. She's kind of funny that way.
Strawberries, cherries, and an angel's kiss in spring. My summer wine is really made from all these things.
I walked in town on silver spurs that jingled too, a song that I had only sang to just a few. She saw my silver spurs and said, let's pass some time, and I will give to you summer wine. Oh, summer wine.
Strawberries, cherries, and an angel's kiss in spring. My summer wine is really made from all these things. Take off your silver spurs and help me pass the time, and I will give to you summer wine. Oh, summer.
My eyes grew heavy and my lips, they could not speak. I tried to get up, but I couldn't find my feet. She reassured me with an unfamiliar line, and then she gave to me more summer wine. Summer wine.
Strawberries, cherries, and an angel's kiss in spring. My summer wine is really made from all these things. Take off your silver spurs and help me pass the time, and I will give to you summer wine.
When I woke up, the sun was shining in my eyes. My silver spurs were gone, my head felt twice its size. She took my silver spurs, a dollar and a dime, and left me craving for more summer wine. Summer wine.
Strawberries, cherries, and an angel's kiss in spring. My summer wine is really made from all these things. Take off those silver spurs and help me pass the time, and I will give to you my summer.
CKUT 90.3 FM. You're listening to William Shatner's Whiskey Tears here at, it's almost 5 in the morning. Not quite yet. It's in the late 4s. I'm here with my friend Chris. You just heard Summer Wine by Lee Hazelwood and Nancy Sinatra, the greatest duo of all time, as I was telling Chris. I've been in a big phase of listening to Lee Hazelwood. I have a playlist on Spotify called Lee Hazelwood is My Father, where it's just all songs by Lee Hazelwood. He has a very nice mustache, and he has a very jangly voice.
Is that playlist published for follow?
It is.
Nice. All right, I'll go find it.
Yeah, give it a follow. I didn't put all my songs that I have saved from him yet because they like stopped halfway because I got too into listening to the music. But
fair enough.
Yeah, Lee Hazelwood is basically my father these days. Listening to him just makes me feel warm and fuzzy on the inside. And I hope it makes you all feel warm and fuzzy on the inside as well, especially you, Yabuno, if you're listening, because I know you are. So I hope Lee Hazelwood makes you feel nice and warm and fuzzy on the inside, Mr. Yabuno.
So, Zach, you have any interesting dreams lately?
Surprisingly, I have been having very weird dreams these days, and it's not related to the gateway process that we've begun, which we'll discuss in a second, but yeah, I have been having some weird dreams, very stressful dreams these days, like just always stress dreams lately, and I don't know why.
I feel that. Yeah.
Waking up in a pool of sweat.
Yeah. Is that a familiar feeling though?
All the time. Like the other day I woke up after having a dream that I was out past curfew here in Montreal because we have a curfew at 8 p.m. And this group of bandits was coming to get me, not even the police. This group of bandits who were mad at me for being out past curfew. But like I was like, you guys are out past curfew too. But they were after me because I was out past curfew. Horrible dream. Yeah,
damn. I was thinking about that today. I went for a walk tonight and I was thinking about how I wouldn't be allowed to do that in Montreal, but I was like wondering, like, so they just changed the thing about homeless people not being restricted by the curfew, but what about like delivery workers, like
Well, the homeless thing, actually. Like the homeless note, it hasn't been changed in legislation. It was by the Supreme Court in Quebec, like the Superior Court of Quebec, not the Supreme Court. Given that a group brought forth a lawsuit against the Quebec government, given that it was unconstitutional for people without homes. So the courts put a temporary pause up until February 5th on the law applying to homeless people, and I'm not sure what happens by then. I haven't read into it too much. I only saw it when it was breaking, but that's a good development. I think, you know, it's pretty shitty that this law applies to homeless people, and homeless people actually have been given tickets, which is insane. But like you were asking, the law doesn't apply to delivery drivers or essential drivers or essential workers. Delivery drivers, as long as they prove that they're working, are allowed to be out past the curfew. If they get pulled over, they just need to pull out like their Uber app, or if you're going to your job and it's not like an Uber type thing, you have to have this letter signed by your employer saying that you're going to work and you're permitted to be outside.
Wow.
Yeah, it's pretty crazy.
It's really intense.
Yeah, it's really intense. It really sucks, you know, because I'm a night person. I like to go for some walks outside. I like to do my thing at night. Most of my life takes place at night. And not even a social life, just my solitude life. I like to be outside at night regardless, you know. So
yeah.
It's a big hit for many. It's a big hit for graffiti writers, I'm sure, you know. They can't be out doing their thing. It's a big hit for people who like to just walk, people who like to talk. But you're allowed to walk your dog if you have a dog.
That's such a silly little caveat. What about cats?
I'm not sure about cats, but it's pretty funny, actually. A couple in Sherbrooke, Quebec got a fine. Both of them got fined $1,500 because the wife brought out her husband on a leash and said she was walking her dog. And they both got fined.
Yeah, I saw that. That's pretty good.
Yeah, it's pretty funny.
Just for memes or legitimate protest?
I think they just thought they would get away with it.
counts.
But, yeah, I'm not sure. I honestly, yeah, none of these views are representative of CKUT 90.3 FM, McGill, or anything affiliated to CKUT. They're my views and my views only.
They're not even my views.
Quick disclaimer. But yeah, I think this curfew sucks.
I think that's pretty fair to say. From an outside perspective, it sounds extreme, and the U.S. is freaking.
And we are seeing a massive decrease in cases here, like insanely, like massive decrease, like from like 2,500 cases a day to like 1,100. But the thing is that there's also significantly less testing now because so many people are just staying inside because of the curfew. If you look at the statistics, like the testing numbers are down almost 13,000, you know, per, so the reason we're not getting the same amount of positive results also is due to the discrepancy in testing. At least that's what I think. And yeah, I don't think, I don't know.
No, anyway. I that sounds like a totally legitimate factor. But I was also wondering, like you basically have to plan your whole day then around like being inside and done for the day by 9, right? Like
by 8.
It's not, or by 8, damn. That's not really doable. And like if you have to do like numerous things, like even if you were out to like and like thought to get tested, like you probably wouldn't have the time, like with like,
yeah, like if you had work, for example.
Yeah,
you, like if you're a regular, for example, 9-to-5 type worker, finish work at 5, might have to do groceries, errands after work, you have to eat dinner, maybe pick up dinner, you have to cook it, whatever. And yeah, it's only 3 hours between the end of the workday and the curfew. And a lot of people have like to commute home, which takes them a decent amount of time, whether it's through public transport or driving. So yeah, you're definitely going to see a lot less testing in that situation as well. But yeah, I just hope everything gets better soon, honestly. It sucks. Canada this week also hasn't gotten any vaccine deliveries, and we're not getting any this week.
Why is that?
Because of disruptions in the supply chain, Pfizer stopped production of the vaccine temporarily to expand their factory. And so we're not receiving any doses here in Canada because all our doses of the vaccine are manufactured in Europe, the ones coming to Canada. And yeah, so we're not receiving any doses this week. And next week, we're only receiving 78,000 doses, which is 1/5 of what Canada was expecting as well. So the situation seems pretty grim, but Daddy Trudeau is assuring everyone that we'll all be vaccinated by September. So let's hope for that. I heard Daddy Fauci today announce that all Americans will be vaccinated by spring if they want to be. Which yeah, is pretty crazy.
That sounds ambitious because while I guess there's not the supply chain problems here, it still seems like rollout is pretty disorganized.
I don't know. Since Biden took office, even though it's really quick, you guys have been vaccinating over 1 million people a day. In one day, you vaccinated 1.8 million people a single day.
Now it's better. Like,
yeah.
It's getting better. But like, the actual systems in place to like get your appointment or to find out if you're eligible for an appointment yet, like if your phase has moved up, it's not super accessible. I guess that's the only
for
thing.
Sure.
It's a weird transition. I think they're doing a lot better than they were, but
at the rate you're going now, though, it does seem pretty promising, to be honest. Like Bob said, he wants to vaccinate 100 million people in his first 100 days in office.
I want to think it's possible. My original thing was like, I bet I'm not getting it till September, but maybe that's too pessimistic for me.
I think that's too pessimistic because even here in Canada, like there's this website that this woman made